This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum. Many of us take so many things for granted and we only realize the value of these things when they have disappeared. It would be too late. So from among the things that we take for granted, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam explains, نِعْمَتَانِ مَغْبُونٌ فِيهِمَا كَثِيرٌ مِّنَ النَّاسِ الصِّحَّةُ وَالْفَرَاغُ. There are two specific gifts that many people take for granted, good health and spare time. So my brothers and sisters, when you are healthy, remember it's a gift of Allah. Look at those who are ill and sick. Look at those whose health is not proper. Look at those who constantly frequent the hospitals and the doctors and so on. May Allah grant them good health. At the same time, when we see them, tell yourself, a day will come when I will lose my health. Because that is the plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, while I am healthy, while I am able, let me do all good things. Let me try my best to fulfill my duties unto Allah. Because a day will come when I may not be able to do it the way I should have done it. And then we also need to know we should use that health in order to fulfill the rights of those around us. Our parents, our children, our spouses, whoever else it may be, our brothers and sisters, the poor, the needy. Let's make sure that we do our best when it comes to serving others. Similarly, when you're healthy, don't be lazy. Go out and work in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to earn a halal, permissible, pure sustenance. And when we go out, we would then be able to save for a rainy day, a day when our health may not be exactly as it is right now. So for those of us who are healthy, may Allah make us from those who seize the opportunity to be the best that we can while we are healthy and fulfill whatever we are supposed to so that we don't regret it the day the health is taken away. For those of us who are not so healthy, may Allah give you shifa and may Allah grant you every goodness. It's never too late. We can still seek the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in many ways and we can obey His instruction to the best of our abilities. Similarly, free time. Many of us, when we have spare time, we waste it doing that which is futile, doing that which is not going to benefit us in any way. So number one, if you're doing something harmful or detrimental, that should stop immediately. If you're doing something that is not harmful, but it's just a waste of time, you have not been productive and you have not used your spare time constructively. So we are supposed to be using our spare time in a way that benefits us because the clock is ticking. Every moment that is gone will never ever come back. Make sure that you don't leave today's work for tomorrow. Make sure you don't leave something you can get done right now for the next moment, because who knows, you may not have that moment. Many of us tend to forget what we wanted to do because we left it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from those who can use our time wisely, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to protect ourselves in every way from the whisperings of shaitan. أقول قولي هذا وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد.